The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome. Welcome, everybody, to Happy Hour. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Diana Clark, and I teach this with Nikki Mercafori. Nikki and I, for the most part, alternate weeks, except when we don't. And today, I want to talk a little bit about how loving kindness practice is a way to, in some ways, just soften our hearts, kind of remove some of the brittleness or hardness or tightness that we might find, which, of course, we probably, you know, arises for reasons. We feel afraid, we feel sad, we feel upset. Maybe we don't even know what we're feeling. We just feel a little bit out of sorts. But often when that happens, we're not quite as available for other people. We're not available for our own experience. And I discovered this poem that was written by the poet laureate for Santa Cruz County. I didn't know that the different counties had poet laureates. San Mateo County has a poet laureate as well. And I couldn't find any of her written works, any of her poems, but I'm going to still work with that because I kind of like this idea of bringing in some of the local wisdom into the classroom here. So the poet laureate, her name is Danusha Lamaris. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm not quite sure. I'll just read this poem. It's called Small Kindnesses by Danusha Lamaris. I've been thinking about the way when you walk down a crowded aisle, people pull in their legs to let you go by. Or how strangers still say, bless you, when someone sneezes, a leftover from the bubonic plague. Don't die, we're saying. And sometimes when you spill lemons from your grocery bag, someone else will help you pick them up. Mostly, we don't want to harm each other. We want to be handed our cup of coffee hot and to say thank you to the person handing it, to smile at them and for them to smile back. For the waitress to call us honey when she sets down the bowl of clam chowder, and for the driver in the red pickup truck to let us pass. We have so little of each other now, so far from tribe and fire, only these brief moments of exchange. What if they are the true dwelling of the holy? These fleeting temples we make together when we say, here, have my seat. Go ahead, you first. I like your hat. That's the end of the poem. Part of what touches me about this poem is this, her use of, just speech. You know, the way that we speak to one another. It's really accessible. It's not this complicated poem, but this way of pointing to what if these small ways in which we interact with each other are really meaningful, really important, not inconsequential, not to be dismissed, but instead to be valued and honored and respected and for us to have some care. How we interact with others are these small niceties that we do. Not thinking that the just doing niceties to others is the answer to peace and freedom, but not to be dismissive, not to think that they are inconsequential. I'll read this poem again. I've been thinking about the way when you walk down a crowded aisle, people pull in their legs to let you go by. Or how strangers still say, "Bless you," when someone sneezes, a leftover from the bubonic plague. "Don't die," we are saying. And sometimes when you spill lemons from your grocery bag, someone else will help you pick them up. Mostly, we don't want to harm each other. We want to be handed our cup of coffee hot and to say thank you to the person handing it, to smile at them and for them to smile back, for the waitress to call us honey when she sets down the bowl of clam chowder, and for the driver in the red pickup truck to let us pass. We have so little of each other now, so far from tribe and fire, only these brief moments of exchange. What if they are the true dwelling of the holy, these fleeting temples we make together when we say, "Here, have my seat. Go ahead, you first. I like your hat." So when we do a loving kindness practice, we, even though we may be doing it, you know, formally sitting here in a meditation posture with our eyes closed, we find that it often just spills out into our daily life, so that we can help create these temples with others, and these nice ways that we acknowledge, respect, care for each other, kind of honor that that person is there without being dismissive, pretending they're not there, or whatever it might be. For those of you who have been here, you know that the way that I teach loving kindness practice, we do it with the three elements. The first element is bringing to mind, we'll start with somebody or some creature for whom it's easy to feel love. Easy to feel love. This may be somebody that you know. It may be somebody that you know about, perhaps a spiritual leader, other type of leader that you feel inspired by, to kind of, for fun, I thought that I would put on my computer desktop, baby animals was like an option. So that every now and then I would see like these little kittens pop up. This morning it was little chicks. And I just wanted to like notice, how does it feel when I see these cute little fluffy creatures? And there's a little bit of delight. So where we start with loving kindness practice is where it's easy. Maybe it brings delight. Maybe not. We bring them to mind in a way that feels supportive, not in a way that involves a lot of striving or trying to make the view of them be perfect and crisp and clear. It's more just a felt sense of them or a vision or a visual image of them in a way that makes sense for you. So that's the first element. And the second element is that we'll use the sensations in the body, whether they're some warmth or openness or softness that's happening around the heart center. Maybe there's some relaxation in the belly, maybe a warm feeling in the belly. Maybe there's a little bit of a smile. Maybe there's nothing. But whatever it is, it can be perfectly fine. But you can use, if it feels supportive, use it to support you. Use that warm feeling, that open feeling, the sensation of care, in a way that makes sense for you. All of us are different in the way that we experience this. So that's a second element. With this guided meditation, I'll be inviting you to like tap in and to check in with the sensations in the body and see if they are some warmth or openness. And then the third element are these phrases. that we say as a way to kind of keep the mind and the heart on, to remind the mind and heart of what we're doing here. We're setting the intention to cultivate and develop loving kindness. We're creating the conditions in which loving kindness can arise. Doesn't mean that loving kindness is going to arise. Doesn't mean that your heart is going to burst asunder with hearts and rainbows. Maybe, maybe not. But as I said, so often the benefits of this practice is seen off the cushion, so to speak, when we're not meditating. So just like I was talking about, don't be dismissive perhaps of others or these small interactions we have with each other. Don't be dismissive of meditation sessions that you feel like, oh, I spent all my time doing something other than practicing loving kindness. It's all like drop by drop, we're filling up this bucket. And sometimes the bucket just has enough that it starts to overflow in ways that we're not expecting. Even though we might not feel it quite at the time, we might not have sensations, we may not have particular ideas in our minds that feel it, it doesn't mean something isn't happening. We're not priming the system, so to speak. So with that as an introduction, we'll do some meditation here. So we can take an alert, upright posture, and a posture that includes some ease and some alertness. This may take a little bit of practice to find the right posture, the right way of sitting that allows there to be relaxation without falling asleep, that allows some crispness in the mind, but without agitation or lots and lots of thoughts. Then we can take 3 long, slow, deep breaths. It's a way to maybe connect to the sensations of breathing or connect to the body, connect to this moment. And sometimes just having long exhales can be a way of allowing some ease, allowing some relaxation to arrive. This can be really supportive to be developing, cultivating loving kindness if we're not uncomfortable. Sometimes it's a certain amount of uncomfortableness is unavoidable. But we can spend a little time to checking in with the areas of the body and see if there might be some letting go, some relaxing. Maybe bring your attention to the area around the eyes. Or the jaw. And noticing the shoulders, allowing the shoulder blades to slide down the back. Check in with the chest and the belly. So often we hold tightness in the belly. The upper back, the lower back, the top of the legs, the upper legs. The lower legs. and the feet, feeling grounded, settled, feeling the pressure of whatever your feet are resting on. We can also feel grounded and present with the pressure of the chair or the cushion against our bodies, wherever we're sitting. We can bring our awareness to the upper arms, the lower arms, and the hands. Just allowing our awareness of these different areas sometimes just allows a certain amount of softening, a certain amount of letting go. Doesn't mean that we have to be perfectly relaxed, just letting go of the obvious. And then let's bring our attention to the sensations of breathing. That is, the movement of the abdomen or the movement of the chest or the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. Whichever area feels the most vivid, most accessible, the most supportive, just place your attention there. So right now, there's nowhere else to be, nothing to do. We're just here, noticing the sensations of breathing. Chances are that the mind will drift away. It doesn't have to be a problem. Just very simply bring it back to the sensations of breathing. So this practice, mindfulness of the sensations of breathing, just resting one's awareness on the movements associated with breathing, this can be a refuge. You can always come back to this practice if you feel overwhelmed, you feel confused, or if in some way the loving kindness practice doesn't feel right, or is not the right time. You can just come back to this practice, bring your awareness to the sensations of breathing. And then to begin loving kindness practice, bring to mind somebody for whom it's easy to feel warmth, care, respect, benevolence, kindness, love, goodwill. Choose any or all of those words that resonate with you. As I mentioned, it doesn't have to be a person. It can be kittens or puppies or other small creatures. And bring this lovable being to mind. And then you might check in with the body, sometimes at the heart center in the chest, or maybe sensations in the belly. There might be a subtle shift when you bring this lovable being to mind. Might be some kind of internal If you don't feel that, it's perfectly fine. If you do feel that, can you just allow it to be there? Just allow it to be there. And then having this lovable being in mind, you can say the phrases silently in your mind. Repeat them after me as a way to support the development, the cultivation of loving kindness, the softening of our hearts, the settling of the mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. You can check in again with the body. See if there's a sense of opening, softening, warmth? If so, can you allow it to support you in whatever way makes sense for you? May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then we can build on this foundation of loving kindness, warmth, care, and practice loving kindness for ourselves. Of course, we include ourselves in our wish for loving kindness. So you can check in with the body and see if there's any sensation or any subtle shift or movement with this shift from the lovable being to ourselves. Again, can you just allow it to be there? Can you send loving kindness to that sensation in whatever way makes sense for you? You can bring to mind either an image of yourself, perhaps an image of how you are right now. Some people like to bring to mind a younger version of themselves, maybe a version when they were children, even toddlers. Or perhaps rather than a vision, there's maybe a felt sense of what it's like to be sitting here right now. Kind of connect to that. And then we'll just change the pronoun and the phrases. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. You're welcome to modify the phrases. Perhaps there are words that are more meaningful, more resonant. I'll be silent here for a bit. So you can practice in your own way, at your own pace. And they can be helpful as part of loving kindness practice to also include a little bit of equanimity practice to help us from this feeling of sometimes leaning too far forward in the sense of wanting to make, create, help others be safe or happy or healthy or to live with ease. So you can bring to mind somebody for whom you have just a little bit of discomfort with, a little bit of irritation, not the most difficult person in your life, not the most challenging, just someone who sometimes is a little bit irritable or makes you irritable. You can bring them to mind. And then we can say different phrases to support a sense of equanimity. I wish you happiness, but I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So as I mentioned at the beginning, that loving kindness practice is a way that maybe it just helps plant the seeds for us to have interactions, small little interactions with other people, some politenesses, some kind of social niceties, but in a way that we can feel the that allows us to feel the dignity of the other person, respect and honor the other person, respect and honor ourselves and the dignity of ourselves. And then this line in this poem, when the poet, she's talking about so many of the ways that we interact, she says, what if they are the true dwelling of the holy, these fleeting temples we make together when we say, here, have my seat. Go ahead, you first. I like your hat. I love that. So a big part of kind of like practice is also afterwards to practice with practice. That is like, what was that like? To kind of reflect on it, to what was helpful, what wasn't helpful, what did you learn, if anything, any insights or any understandings or a little note to yourself, okay, don't eat a huge meal right before coming, or I don't know, whatever it might be. So it can be helpful to share these things with others. Often we don't know what we've learned or what we're thinking about until we're asked to say it out loud. And sometimes saying it out loud, we learn things about ourselves, about our inner life. So the invitation here is to get into small groups, not an expectation that you're going to share your deepest, darkest secrets, but an opportunity to just talk about what was that like. It can say that was boring, I fell asleep, but it was great, I needed to sleep. Or it could be like, wow, I just had an insight about something. Whatever, there's a whole wide range that's possible here. What I'd like to request is that we don't give advice to each other, that we're just sharing. So it's more a practice for you to share and for other people to listen. It's less about telling long, complicated stories and more about to kind of help metabolize, or I don't know what the word is exactly, interact with, engage with this practice. It can be helpful, it's not required, it can be helpful to get into groups with people that you didn't come with, just so you can hear a whole bunch of perspectives, you know, other than the person, your friend that you came with. No requirement, just a suggestion. So if you want to get into groups of three, and maybe like one person speaks, and then the second, and then the third, and then the first person speaks again, or the second or third. I don't know, does that make sense? Or maybe it should just be one person speaks for a little bit, then the second and the third, and we'll do it that way. Okay, so if you want to get into small groups. Okay, so how was that? Did you learn anything new about yourself? Sometimes talking, or sometimes hearing somebody else say something, you're like, oh yeah, that's right, or anybody like to share some, either A, something that you learned, B, a question you have, C, what was that experience like of sharing, having some, sharing a little bit about your meditation experience? So can you use the microphone so that everybody can hear? And we can turn them on. Do you know how to turn them on there? There's a little...
Okay, I really enjoyed speaking with other people and getting their perspective. And I think it was interesting when you turn the loving kindness practice to yourself, how difficult that could be at times. And it's very easy to forget turning it on ourselves versus just putting it out there to others.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. Right, sometimes it can be really hard, just that shift, and you can feel like, oh, really? I don't. And we come up with all kinds of things, right? Yeah, yeah. It's definitely a practice, something, not for everybody, but for many, I would say probably most, that it's a practice. Thank you for sharing that. Anybody else? Okay. release you then. So we don't have this awkward silence, but I wish you all a wonderful evening. May you find some safety and happiness and some version of health and to live with ease. Thank you all.